kol doy dehine zeba v'chulu doy me doy litzvi va'ato maskiras kol ha'geulas va'yeshuas she'asa mitchila mitchilas ha'yisa le'isha. So it's a recap of all of the geulas that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Vaymeres koil ba behesach hadas. V'zeu hine zeba medalag al ha'ar. So, I don't know what it means. How does koil come to es chadas? What does it mean? Koil bo bez chadas. It could be means zehu hine ze bo medalig al ahorim, which means that it came much more quickly than I expected it. It could also be that koil doidin is above medal gaharim means that it's you usually see somebody before you hear somebody. So normally I see somebody coming to the house and then he knocks on the door, whatever. If I hear the person shout first, that's usually a heschadas, because the norm is you could see much further than you could hear, and therefore. The fact that it's koil doidi zeba, the first thing I hear is this koil even before I see him, that, you know, even if I noticed him, that vaistais could be his haschadas. V'zeo hine zeba l'midal ha'horim v'inyin ha'horim hu shekotze v'rak shu gavoya. V'shayich dilu v'regel echad. Gavoya is rochem gavoya v'zeo mekape, it's b'shter v'ayim. Now we saw a little bit before. I want to add one point to the to what he said before about Heschadas. It says the Geula comes with Heschadas and so on. So what's the Inyan of Heschadas? So the Inyan of Heschadas is, I mean, I guess in a very simple way, it's always sort of people think of it as a pleasant surprise. You don't even notice it, and all of a sudden you get this birthday cake, whatever it is. But what Heschadas means is that it comes with mehalchim that are not sichlistic, planned. Like the mashal, if I'm an astute observer and I see things happening, I say, oh, in a year from now, there's going to be a war between this country, because I see the way things are moving forward. So anything that I see, it means there's a tfisa sichlis in it, and it's really natural. It's part of the teva. Anything that comes to me behesach hadas means that the das did not have a tfisa in it. It did not come with mahalchi das. I wasn't tefisa with das. I just took it as it came to me. Ve'inyan aharim u'shekotzer rak shugavaya, and that's why you have to have all you need is a diluk. So again, both of them are denoting when I walk on a shetach to get someplace. So that's the mahalach hativi. On a place that's 100 feet long, I need to walk X amount of steps, X amount of time. That's all mahalchim and mahalchim that fit into some seder atvar. When somebody jumps over something, so ahar bichlal is something that does not allow for, it's an impediment for someone. And also a person jumps over something, so it means I bichlal wasn't misyachas to it. When I walk down a walkway, I'm using the walkway to get someplace. When I jump over the walkway, it has no shaykhis. So the mahalchim are completely not shaykh to the tev around it. So the tzvi's ritza, also ritza, halicha, you get a sense that the person is using that ground. Ritza, you are kind of skipping the ground. And Mimela, that's the, so either kfitza or ritza are both a fanim of making away with the ground. So the question is, it says, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is searching for me, not by walking into Pesach, but looking through the small holes. So what's that about? In other words, so he says, that we saw before, spoke a little bit about it. So he has a different pirush in this mahalach. Bischus avis medalega harm behena sorim shal maila she okfu meliftos es Yisrael. So there was sorim shal maila. There was it says the malachim said halol avodah zara, halol avodah zara. There were goliaths that we were in very, very strong goliaths in Yavon, the Sash of Yavon, the Sash of Paras. So all of those required a kfitza over it. The kofitz ala gvoyis shein enem gvoy kokach, bezer kneged hamitzrim, or hamitzerim, shein lamata. The actual soldiers, we spoke about last time. So those are there's two inyanim that we have to overcome, the inyanim tivim and the inyanim lamailam ateva. The inyanim lamailam ateva, the sorim that feed the teva, that's like others because they're mashpiyim to their nations, and therefore they're called therefore it's connected to avos. The imahis, the sorim lamata, the nations themselves that get the ashpoh from these kofs malachim, they are like the nekevis because they get the ashpoh melos kusimos. But inyan vadiluk vakiputzu kidiluk nikretzel ayel shehu doilek v'shtei rago pamachas kiputz atzvi kanal, so before. So medalig al ahorim is zman, and kibbutz al gvois kibbutz is the deiris. I'd like to speak a little bit about this hevdel between zman and deiris. It's a very fascinating hevdel. Basically what he's saying is the geula is the chura tied up with a certain amount of deiris, a certain amount of zman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does ilum kibbutz is mechashev as haketz, but he stresses that the chishuv haketz with Doravi and the chishuv haketz with zman are very, very different types of chishuv haketz. And then he says in Doris, it's kibbutz, which is the keneged the mohis, it's keneged the one down the bottom, and that's the Doris. And then he says the diluk is with the zman, kezman v'pamachas. So l'chura, the pshat is like this. Is zman is something which is the entire scope of the metzias. In other words, the big circle around the metzias is zman. And everything that happens within zman, and needs zman for it to happen. To be medalig on the zman is the pshat. It requires a much stronger diluk, And it is something that is, it's totally above the teva, beyond the teva, because be'etzem we're dealing with something that should take X amount of years, and I make it quicker than that. The deiros doesn't seem, deiros is not really a measure of anything within the, it's a haftacha to how long HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep the neck. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Em dorvi yashav heina." The question is who dorvi is. But to overcome Zman, you're talking about the biggest circle around the Bria. Everything that's in Bria happens within Zman and by Zman, and to defy Zman is something that's totally out of it. Masha'ein kein deiros. Deiros, why is it for deiros? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's going to be four deiros. It doesn't intrinsically need to take four deiros. Zman is something that thinks that's a framework for anything that happens. So maybe that's the reason why the dialogue over Zman requires more than the kibbutz over the deiros.
So, Rabbi, just to clarify, there's been a nakuda here that the fact that deiros could happen within a smaller amount of Zman or larger amount of Zman, is it the fact that
So,
there's
no, so
flexibility
HaKadosh
compared
Baruch
to
Hu,
things?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what he did was he was mechashev the dor from somewhere else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it'll take four deiros. What he did was he compressed the deiros and said it'll start from Yitzchak. He sort of put it had the same mahalach happen from before. The Zman is different because the Zman is kilo something that be'etzem should take Zman. When I give a Zman for something, I say how long does it take for water to cook? I'm describing a real metzias. When I say Dor Revi will be zeichetit, the whole kvias that it's Dor Revi really is it's like a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kvias. Deiros is not something that's within the framework like this is kilu. How long it takes for something to happen. This is, at which door will this take place? I think that that's the difference, possibly, because normally you think the other way around. Normally, Zman is more Chumri and Deiros is more Ruchni, but in this case, it's the other way around. Deiros v'yashav heina is kibbutz, which is shtei raglayim. It's you walk very quickly, whereas Dilug is, as he says, on Zman. So that he explains the dilut and so on. He says on the bottom here, does he shalzitzu to the to 2 feet and 1 feet, zechazen and so on. I think that's really deep in the Kuda here in terms of, and I think what we're saying, maybe that's all of it. Okay, mashgiach
I mean, this entire, almost the whole thing that we read, doesn't it seem a little redundant from what he was explaining and, the first
machalachaloinos. I'm
pshatim?
not sure what the Pirush Alon Pirush Beis are all about. These could be two separate kisayadas. He could have said two separate times. I think. The
Saying we spoke about the
right, he says like this. He says in the beginning, "Shnei pirushim merabein al she'ashem nitvesu." Each one had different maduras. Ulam a madura mosafs beyoses v'ashesham nitvesu shnei pirushim zel tzad zeh tachas ha'kaseres pirushechot u'pirus beis. V'chasef al yaskir shnei pirushim nitvesu. So what exactly he said? It sounds here there were two Talmidim that heard it from him. One seemed to get his pshat down better, and one seemed to get his Kabbalah down better. I think these are two Talmidim who might have heard a little bit differently and wrote down a little bit differently.
Because usually we had found those kind of things in a Pirush Aleph and Pirush Beis, and there was some overlap, some distinction.
Exactly. So this right. It wasn't as if it's not as if it's a sefer written. And this is my first place, second place. That's why it overlaps a lot, and sometimes a little bit different. That's
Right.
the
But here it's like on the following psuk, like it's not a pirsh alf pirsh beis. It's, you know, chas tes.
Pirsh alf pirsh beis is kilu madu, you know, saviat alf saviat beis. That's probably a much better way. They should have written it. So averis are a wall between Adam and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And he has in a sugraim. So a person builds a mechitz of himself in Rebbein Shalom when he does averis, and tshuva opens it or takes apart this kaisel. There's two in yonim in tshuva. Two things change: tshuva b'lev and tshuva b'maisik. V'chein k'neged ze toshav gam kein hashkocha mida k'neged mida. So there are two inyanim in tshuva. There's tshuva in the maisim. Now let's understand it. Just it's parallel to something very simple. A person. It's like asking which person is more dead, someone who doesn't have a guf or someone who doesn't have a neshama. Doesn't make a difference. Live is defined as a guf and a neshama. I remember somebody in Eish Torah was debating, is the neshama ikka but it has a guf, is guf ikka and neshama? I said it's like asking if a suit is a jacket with pants or pants with a jacket. At the end of the day, if you don't have both, you don't have a suit. A suit is pants, a jacket that match. Chayim, the way we define it in our world, is a guf and a neshama. And therefore, if we have a guf without a neshama, we don't have chayim. And if we have neshama without a guf, we don't have chayim. And therefore, in the world of mitzvahs, we have two inyanim. Maisa mitzvahs are the guf. And if a person is dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oyev Hashem, and has 101 kind of mystical qualities, but he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, it's like a neshama without a guf. My Rebbe Chaim Shalevitz would say, in a Musa Shmuz, where he said, the neshama is very, very holy, but if it doesn't have a guf, it's a mazik. It says mazikim when a neshama is without a guf. He would explain Yoyne the way the Goyen explains Yoyne, that's all talking about the guf and the neshama, and he said, you know, a person who's ruchni but doesn't do what he's supposed to do, that's a chum. So Talmud that's not maybe the maisa is bad. On the other hand, if a person does maisim but there's no neshama in it, the ik is the leiv. Like the Rishayim say all over that Rachman Aliba boy, so a person needs to do the Maisa Mitzvahs and needs to be inspired, needs to fill them with Ava, Yira, and